There's a lot to love about public arts. Unlike major gallery shows, public art is free. You don't need a ticket, and you don't have to dress up to go. You can view it alone or with someone else, yet it's often underappreciated. That is why WSF News has launched an occasional series called Art Populi to give public art in the Bay Area the attention it deserves. In this second installment, WUSF's Daylena Miller tags along with two artists as they abandon their creations throughout Pinellas and Pasco counties.
Artist Laura Albright is walking down Central Avenue, keys jingling by her side, in downtown St. Pete. She's looking to drop a leather necklace with a citrine and metal pendant, on purpose.
You're making art to give to the world in the first place. So if you're just keeping it and then it's not going anywhere, or you just want to make something special, you basically want to put a smile on someone's face that day.
She stops in front of a large, colorful rhino on Central Avenue. There, she stoops to the rhino's feet and places her necklace in a paper bag, hoping someone will find it. Albright posts a picture of the bag to a group on Facebook so art seekers can hunt for it.
Yeah, hint, say find on Central. Then it has an image of the rhino and then the free art bag at the bottom.
This is her bi-monthly way of giving back to the community through Free Art Friday, a loose collection of artists around Tampa Bay who leave paintings, pottery, handmade jewelry, and other pieces in public spaces for others to find. The whole idea of art abandonment started 4 years ago in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's the brainchild of Michael Deming, who enjoys leaving doodles on napkins in cafes. His Facebook friends enjoyed the photos he posted of his abandoned sketches, so he started a group to share the idea.
People were sort of going crazy over the idea of these images of art being left behind.
Search for hashtags Art Abandonment or Free Art Friday, and you'll travel the globe seeing art that has been dropped off. The idea is that it's posted on social media, and the people who find it can respond and share. Deming says free art bridges gaps between the haves and the have-nots. Not everyone can afford a painting from a gallery or jewelry that takes hours to design and craft.
The artists, you know, they want to make a living. They don't want to give their art away. But on another level, you sort of, as an artist, you feel like, well, it shouldn't just go to rich people.
St. Pete isn't the only place where art is being intentionally dropped. Trina Misano and Andrea Van Scoy run a Free Art Friday group in Pasco County. One recent afternoon, while walking along Main Street in downtown Newport Richey, Van Scoy says her passion is leaving drawings and fabric dolls around the city.
People like to get things. They like to find things. They like to have things. But who's got $200 or $300 to just go out and spend on art?
She explains that people who stumble across the piece have a clue that it's theirs to keep.
What we do is we put a little note that tells them that they have found free art and to take a picture and visit us on the Free Art Friday West Pasco Facebook page.
Van Scoy doesn't know whether her art will be picked up. She usually doesn't hang around to find out. And Michael Deming, the creator of the art abandonment movement, says that's part of the experience for the artist.
So you do have to sort of give this thing up. You have to sort of, you know, just let it go and let it go into the world. And maybe it'll be found. Maybe it'll get thrown into the trash. You just never know.
Andrea Van Scoy's walk to her car takes her past the Newport Richey Antique Store, where she left a colorfully stitched fabric bunny. The fabric bag encasing it is still hanging off the back of the bench.
It's still there. Nobody's taking it yet. I figure somebody will get it.
And hopefully, she says, when they do, they'll post a photo and a message on Facebook for her to see. Daylena Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.
Now, we get many of our public art tips from listeners, and we love your contributions. Grab your smartphone, snap a photo or two, and share your thoughts. Send us a tweet at WUSF or share it on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag WUSFPubArts.